Carolyn.
Well, hello. I get the DeMarcus family, or at least Allison and Jay.
Carolyn, I'm right here.
Well, a big hello to you from Boston.
Carolyn, do y'all not know how to say y'all that much in Boston?
We do not. We say you. Meaning collective you.
Use case.
Exactly. Hey, you know, today is 1 week exactly from when Rascal Flatts should have been playing at the Xfinity Center for their farewell tour, and now I must cry.
I know. Believe me, I feel your pain and I feel your sadness, and I have certainly missed being out on the road with my compadres this summer.
I bet. We don't know a summer without Rascal Flatts around here, honestly.
I agree with you. I didn't know what to do with myself. Like, June and July were weird for me, and then I sort of settled into going, this isn't that bad. I get to hang out with my kids by the pool and watch them. And so it was a bittersweet. It was nice to spend some concentrated amounts of time with my kids, because I haven't gotten to do that since they've been born, really.
Right.
With them, but I'm very, very sad that we weren't able to do our farewell tour. For
me
sure.
Too. So what does this mean? I mean, I know you have, it's postponed indefinitely. Do you think there's a chance we'll get the farewell tour?
Yeah, I absolutely think that there's a chance that we'll be back out there too, because we don't want to go out this way. I mean, you know, 20 years is too much of a wonderful thing to just disappear. We're trying to figure it out like everybody else is. There is no timetable right now set for venues opening and back up and what the social distancing measures will look like. So it's still very much a moving target. And I can tell you the entire industry is very frustrated because we just don't know. We still don't know.
Exactly. Well, I hope we get the big goodbye. We want the big send-off. And
here comes the last time. I wanted to call the tour Here Comes Goodbye, but they thought it was too negative.
Well, I honestly thought that would have been the name. When I first heard you were doing a farewell tour, I thought, Here Comes Goodbye.
No, I was being serious. I ran it up the flagpole, and they were like, it should be more of a celebration. That sounds negative.
Well, here's something positive, possibly. How is life at home now with you being there 24/7? That's got to be a big adjustment for your wife.
She loves it.
She does. I can tell.
You can hear the excitement in my voice.
I watched your show last night for the first time, DeMarcus Family Rules, and I was so impressed. I mean, it's really well done, and your family is just naturally funny.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, I mean, that's us, Carolyn. I mean, we're always ribbing each other. My sister keeps it real with me.
I love her.
James Otto, my brother-in-law, is funny. He doesn't say a lot, but when he does, it's funny, and he has the best laugh. And, you know, Jay and I kind of communicate through humor with each other. So it's just, it's part of the shtick our kids have had to learn early in their few years about sarcasm, basically.
That's a good lesson to know, because it's going to happen throughout life.
Well, there's enough bad stuff out there. You got to be able to laugh at yourself and laugh at life, you know?
So how did this come to be? Was this your idea, Jay, or yours, Allison, or did somebody approach you?
We've been on Chrisley Knows Best a handful of times. Todd and Julie Chrisley are some of our dearest friends. They live around the corner from us. And so we've been on there, and we had so much fun because we're genuinely friends with them, so it wasn't like we were acting. And Todd came to us and said, I think there's a show there, which we were obviously a little concerned about in the beginning because Jay wanted to protect Rascal Flatts, the brand that he and his partners had built all these years. And we also wanted to protect our kids as parents. But Julie and Todd have been raising wonderful, kind, generous kids, and so they led us through the process, and working with Todd's production company gave us the comfort level that we needed in order to go through the process.
Well, I got to tell you, 2020 just got a lot better thanks to you guys and some fun family binging. So we appreciate that very much. And well, Jay, we appreciate a new song that we get to play from Rascal Flatts. Yeah. That is a bonus.
Oh, thank you so much. How They Remember You.
And I'm going to give it a spin.
Yeah, thank you so much. And if you do like the show, please tell your friends about it, because with Netflix, there are no Nielsen ratings and no advertisements. So please watch the show, watch all six episodes, because that's the only way it counts as a stream.
Okay, well, I'm telling my friends about it right now. And then hopefully we can look forward to season two, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You're welcome. We appreciate your time, and we'll see you 2021, I hope, with Rascal Flatts, Jay.
All right. God
bless you. We hope so.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.